Welcome to Ireland, and on this day, which is overcast and bound to be wet later on, I'm sitting in my car outside a hotel in Limerick. I've driven what we used to call about 60 miles to meet up for lunch with one of the most enjoyable people I have ever met in my life. And sitting here in the car, about 15 minutes ahead of the time that we're due to meet up, I'm wondering, have you got a habit of turning up early for a meeting? Is that what you do? Are you a prompt person? I'm not. All my life, I come a bit late for the meeting, unless I know for sure that there are going to be some mega consequences. I would normally be rocking up here at 1:45 instead of 12:15. And I was throwing clothes into my bag, I was throwing wires and chargers and wallet and phone and the charger I have for my hearing aid, and I was throwing the seven basic plots. A big fat book by a guy called Christopher Booker, which has small print. And I've got on my mind these days an awful lot of things about stories. What are stories do people tell? Which kind of stories are there? Can they be categorized into, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 types of stories? And which types of stories are most effective at communicating, let's just say, a moral message, an ethical message, if anything, a kind of a mend your life message. But rather than say mend your life, lead a better life. Be kinder to people, be more assertive, be more challenging, be more discriminating. And by discriminating, I don't mean prejudiced. I mean, pick the people that you want to associate with carefully. Some people would say, we are the company that we keep. It's pouring rain, to come back to the point. Pouring rain, I'm going to get wet even walking into the hotel. And I'm going to stay in Limerick until Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon. I'm going to a concert tomorrow evening. A choral concert. Limerick Choral Society are singing in University College Hall on the campus of University of Limerick. The person I'm going to meet, I am hoping, will agree for me to interview him because I'm very late in finding somebody to talk to me about Toastmasters, because the episode will go out tomorrow. So I don't know what I'm going to do. If he says, no, Paul, not under no circumstances, we'll let's have lunch, or let's, I think we've done enough talking. Let's not do it. I'll be in trouble. Oh! Sorry, you gave me a terrible shock.
No, I tapped lightly first.
Yeah, no, don't worry, I'm a bit deaf. What's the matter?
Sorry about that. She can't get into the car with the baby. The back door of the car. She can't open it out without hitting you.
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought she'd be able to pull forward and then the person gets in.
She has a baby.
Oh, she, the woman who's driving the car.
It's a lady driving, but she also has a baby to get into the back seat in the car.
Oh, well, of course I'll do that.
You don't mind,
I have no trouble.
I have no trouble. Behind you, and then you can go back over once she moves.
I have no trouble. Okay. I'll just pull over there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. I don't know if I'll keep that on the podcast episode. Perhaps I should. It's real life.